After mass demonstrations helped derail a critical vote of the pension bill last week, teachers and other state workers kept piling on the pressure this week. They packed committee hearings and hallways in the state capitol. Senate President Robert Stivers said that with time running short in this year's legislative session, the pension bill is in trouble.
I think it has a very limited and difficult path forward at this point in time.
But Republican leaders pushing the pension bill still have a few tricks up their sleeve to try and get the bill passed. After Stivers said the legislation was on life support, he said a companion bill was in trouble too. That companion bill would provide pension relief to local governments, and Stivers said it wouldn't pass without the main bill that tweaks retirement benefits of state workers.
It does, in my opinion, no good because you're not limiting or capping your exposure. It just continues to go on.
Because the state is assuming pension funds will make less from investments and employee contributions than previously predicted, state and local governments and universities are being told they'll have to contribute 50 to 60% more into the pension system. So along with the big pension reform bill, Republican leaders had also crafted the bill that would phase in those massive increases. Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer said he hopes the holdouts fall in line on both pension bills.
So there are House members and Senate members who I think have to look deep in their soul and decide if they want to do the right thing and put us on a path to solvency.
Meanwhile, during all those negotiations, Governor Matt Bevin went on a radio show in Campbellsville to blast teachers who opposed the pension bill.
This is a group of people that are throwing a temper tantrum, and I'm surprised. It's just, to me, if they get what they wish for, they will not have a pension system for the younger people who are still working. And that, to me, is remarkably selfish and short-sighted. But we're going to try to save people in spite of themselves.
Acting House Speaker David Osborne said Bevin's comments were making it difficult to discuss the pension proposal with constituents.
And I think that they show a lack of understanding of the people that are impacting the lives of our young people in this state.
Students from around Kentucky took part in the National School Walkout Day to protest gun violence and call on lawmakers to come up with solutions to school shootings. About 200 students rallied on the steps of the state capitol. Leighton Solomon is a junior at Marshall County High School, where two students were killed in January.
My sister will never come to know Marshall County High School as my parents and I once knew it. A place that was once filled with happiness, of first loves, and finding your group of friends, and finally being asked to homecoming. A place where we were aware of the pain and the tragedy other schools were forced to endure, but we never thought it would happen to us.
A bill to require school districts to employ one mental health professional for every 1,500 students passed out of the State House of Representatives on Friday. Lawmakers have expressed concern over how to fund the measure. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.